He serves on the MCCSC school board. They had a busy night last night and will also have a school board meeting since it's the fourth Tuesday of the month. That's the normal schedule. And to help us out with the agenda and everything that happened last night is the superintendent of public instruction at the MCCSC. It's our good friend, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, Mike. How are you doing?
It's always great when we don't have to open up one of our segments with what's on delayed, what's on snow, how many potholes we have. So I'm in a pretty good spot here this morning. And you folks are awfully, awfully busy as we wrap up February and get things turning into March. And last night you had a large get together. I'm not sure what were you officially, a community roundtable. Talk about the curriculum conversation that we had last night before we get to tonight's agenda.
Yes, thanks. Last night we had a great meeting. A few weeks ago, we used something called a social studies newsletter weekly. And those documents actually go home, usually on weekends, to kind of continue the instruction from the week into the weekend. So students have kind of like a newspaper to read through, and it kind of regroups the things they've been discussing. And it came to our attention by a parent that some things that her child was experiencing with that were really culturally, racially insensitive. And so as soon as we got that information, we called all of those into our offices and started moving through those. And it was kind of shocking that we were seeing the kind of written work and actually the pictures that our kids were experiencing. So upon seeing that, we immediately put a number of people together to use a rubric that we could look at the cultural sensitivity, it really look at all of the information in those newsletters to figure out kind of what was going on. And I'm just going to really cut to the chase. After many hours of working through this, all of the insensitivity is embedded in the document. I mean, from anywhere from race to culture to gender. I mean, it was really kind of shocking. I got on the phone immediately with the company to go through it, and I'm going to be honest with you. They quite frankly didn't have a clue. So we had to pretty much tell them what to be looking for and how to look for it. And I see that the company has now generated a letter to everyone who takes their publications. But quite frankly, he still has missed the boat because he cites a couple of headings that were in the document, and those really those stood out. But there was a lot of it in the writing. And so I think that company, I'm going to write a letter back and actually call him, because he didn't understand what we were saying in terms of what was actually written for our children to have to read. So last evening, we hosted a time when people could come and kind of hear the story of what happened, what we did, and how we're going to move forward. And we're really excited. I said last night, you know, things happen for a reason, and this is a good time for us to regroup, look at all of this, use this rubric that really helps us kind of look at every document or every resource that we provide for our children, and that's how we're going to move forward. So I'm very excited about it, almost relieved, quite frankly, after I saw that. And I think that this will just really help our teachers, help our children, and I don't foresee this problem in the future.
Is there obviously something in the future? It's going to be I don't want to say a panel, but a group that's going to look over the materials before you bring them in as something like this?
Yes. In the last few years, what has happened is the state of Indiana provides us a list of those items or resources that we can use. Last year or two, they did not do that. So we had a group actually looking at the materials, but quite frankly, we didn't have the right instrument. We didn't have the right information for the people who were reviewing the items. And now we're going to go back to a broad-based group that will include teachers and students and staff members, and then also a use of a tool. And I think that will preclude any indication of this kind of thing happening in the future.
And Judy, you had a packed house last night for this meeting, so there was a lot of interest in what was being talked about.
We did. I mean, it's so gratifying. I say this over and over. We're so fortunate to live in the community that we live in because there's such interest in their child's education. That doesn't happen everywhere. So when you have groups like that come to you and attend meetings like this, you know people are genuinely interested in, you know, their children's benefit. And you can't have it any better than that. So I'm very proud of this community and really thankful that everyone did come to that meeting.
So we're meeting again tonight. What is on the agenda?
Well, first of all, I want to recognize that we had four four-star schools, and so that is really an achievement because our students score very high on the I-STEP test and or the ECAs at the high school, and so we'd like to recognize Binford Childs University and Bloomington High School South for achieving the status of four-star school. So that's always exciting. I wanted to make sure people knew, and I forgot about this, but on Monday, my staff reminded me that spring break is just around the corner, and that will be March 12th to the 16th, so students will not be in session, but we do look forward to them returning on Monday, March 19th, so we're hoping that all of those families get together and have some nice downtime for a change.
Judy, one of the other things that's coming up is following last night's curriculum meeting, we're going into a series of meetings on safe schools. We know about all the controversy. We know about what's going on. What do you hope to come out of those meetings with the community? It's community input kinds of things on safe schools.
Well, I think the most important, first of all, we have two meetings at this point in time, Monday and Tuesday, March 5th and 6th, the first being at South High School and the second at North High School. And then we'll have additional meetings based on when the other principals can fit them into their schedules with parents. So we'll kind of be taking the show on the road as needed. But I think it's a really good time to have a safe schools discussion for us to renew what we do in the buildings in terms of working with the children and staff. And obviously every time we have one of these horrific events, this gets renewed, but that kind of goes away. So this is a good time for people to listen to what we do and then kind of talk with us about things that they may see or experience or have suggestions about. So we're really looking at a partnership in terms of how we can get better and strengthen our safety. It's a top priority. It's been a top priority for the last 7 years. We've done a lot, but we can always learn more. We were very fortunate because we were able to go over to IU and listen to a teacher that they hosted who had actually gone to Indiana University, but she teaches in the building that this occurred in. Many of her family members taught in this same building. So we learned a lot from her. She was telling us about how when the fire alarm went off, she actually exited with her class. And long story short, after standing outside for a while, somehow it came out that it was called a code red, and on a code red, the children are inside the classroom. She actually brought her class back into the building. So it's very interesting when things like this happen, other things happen that you've not prepared for or ready for, and she really encouraged people to have a good instinct about them in terms of exactly, you know, what happens if this happens and that happens. And she said, you know, you can't plan it all out. It happens quickly, but the one thing you have to do is protect your children. You know, that's just the key. Whatever it takes, you got to protect the children. So anything that we can learn to help us, we certainly will want to do that in these meetings.
Judy, I've heard you say it before. The listeners have an opportunity to hear you say it again. What is your number one priority as superintendent of schools in the MCCSC?
Do you know what? People ask me that all the time. They say, when do you sleep? When blah, blah, blah. I sleep when kids are all at home. you know, we start busing kids very early in the morning, and people don't realize it, but we have extracurricular activities out all evening, and sometimes they don't get back in until 11:30 midnight. And so when that final bus gets in, that's probably the time that's most relaxing because we you know, we take it very seriously, and I do personally. They're like my children. You know, I may not even know them, but they're like my children. And you know how it is as a parent. You do worry when your children are out, and that's exactly the perspective I have on it. Until the last child's in at home, that's when we can rest. So it's really a top priority for us.
One last thing before we let you go. You mentioned spring break, but you are also already thinking about summer school.
Yes, we are ready to go, and this evening the board will hear a report on our summer school programming. This year at Fairview Elementary, we'll be hosting our summer school program for our elementary students and also our middle school students, and that'll take place the month of June. And then our high school will be hosted at South, and that pretty much goes during the summer because there's a lot of online materials there. But then we also have Adventure Camp, which goes all summer, and we'll be running that out of Summit Elementary School. And so parents can learn about what their children will experience at Adventure Camp at Summit, and that goes all summer long through July 26th. So lots of opportunities for our kids, lots of leadership opportunities that we'll be featuring, and the board will hear a report about that this evening.
And what time is the school board meeting tonight, Dr. DeMuth?
We begin at 6 p.m., and for folks that like to attend, please don't hesitate to come on over to the administrative building, and we'll start at 6 p.m.
Excellent. Thanks for the update. We appreciate your time this morning, and everybody will see you tonight.
Thank you very much.